David, let's get started, David.
Let us pray. For most kind, gracious Heavenly Father, Lord, we ask you to forgive us where we fall short at, Lord. Lord, we ask you that everything we do tonight be in accordance with your will for the betterment of our county. We say this humbly in the name of Jesus Christ. Amen.
Amen.
I pledge allegiance to the flag of the United States of America, to the republic for which it stands, one nation, under God, indivisible, with liberty and justice for all.
Need approval of vouchers.
Motion.
Got a motion, Mr. Wood. Second, Mr. Osteen. All in favor? Any constitutional, I get tongue-tied here, but any officers here would like to speak? Nope. Any motion to go into public hearing?
Motion.
Motion, Mr. Osteen. Second, Mr. Wood. All in favor?
Petition by Alex Kemp requesting a special exception to be granted as provided in Section 4.7.5 Special Exceptions of the Dixie County Land Development Regulations to permit one recreational vehicle RLS in the zoning district in accordance with the petition dated 4/6/2024 to be located on the property as described as follows: Dixie County Parcel Number 19/13/12/2994/003/2440/20 SE 908 Avenue.
Any other opposition? I think we got that squared away. Anybody here? Anyone on the phone?
Nope.
Y'all heard anything?
Nope.
Motion to approve.
Got a motion, Mr. Hatch, to approve.
Second,
Mr. Stevenson. All in favor?
Aye.
Need a motion to go back.
Motion.
Second.
We've got a motion, Mr. Stevenson, the second, Mr. Osteen. All in favor?
Aye. Resolution 2024-71.
Motion.
Motion, Mr. Hatch.
Second.
Second, Mr. Stevenson. All in favor?
Aye.
All right. Just stay up there because you've got a ball game to go to.
Yes, sir. They rescheduled last Thursday game to tonight, so I only have one item for you. You know, we did reach back out to Mr. Gregg's office and asked them to give us a quote back on reviewing some of the items for planning and zoning. It was expensive. I'd like to just advertise and see if we get anybody else that would fit in for the position.
Motion to advertise.
We got a motion, Mr. Hatch, to advertise.
Second.
Second, Mr. Stevenson. All in favor?
I got one thing. I spoke to Shana earlier about the LDR stuff and you about that.
Yeah, we're right there. Me and Mr. Leon has talked. We do anticipate we'll be able to roll it out and have it before y'all by the October meeting. But not what we decided, Mr. Leon.
October 17th.
Do we need to do anything on that? Or
if y'all want to go ahead and
make a motion to advertise pending y'all's approval?
You could.
Okay. I just did it.
Sorry.
We've got a motion, Mr. Hatch. Second, Mr. Osteen. All in favor?
Aye.
And you taking care of that advertising, right?
Correct.
Okay. All right.
Ms. Martha. John's nodding his head yes. So.
Okay.
All right.
Be safe. Big Ben Water.
I sit on that board, and we made a motion, and our whole board approved that, so I make a motion for us to approve it.
What are we approving?
The water board, their budget.
Oh, motion. Okay. Or you made a motion,
right? Motion, Mr. Osteen.
Are you making a motion?
Motion.
Okay, second.
Motion, Mr. Osteen, second, Mr. Hatch, on the budget for the Big Bend Water Authority. All in favor?
Aye.
All right. Miss K. No. Anti-drug. My bad.
Thank you so much. We wanted to, one, just let everyone know that
this month, September, is the month of, it's a recovery month, National Recovery Month, and we're going to be doing what's called a recovery stand, and it will be just right on the highway 19 on either side. It's more of a silent stand. You just stand with signs, and so we're going to be doing that and recognizing that there is many pathways to recovery. You know about that. And the other thing we want to do, we always like to keep you informed. That's one of our prevention goals, is to always keep you informed of what's happening. And this, this we passed out to everyone, and I have more copies if anyone's interested. It's just the risk for real marijuana, about marijuana and how it affects mentally and physically our youth. And the second page, and I apologize, or it glanced through, but this was the Troy Youth Survey, substance abuse survey, and reported that Dixie County had, they surveyed 52% of the youth in Dixie County, and among the middle school, 30.9% had reported using marijuana. The high school had 44.3%, and believe it or not, there were more girls that used marijuana than there were males. So these are the statistics that we've most recent. They're the 22 youth survey. And then we also wanted to include you because Amendment 3 is coming up for a vote, which is the legalization of recreational marijuana. We wanted to give you some facts so that you can make an informed decision as to the approval of that amendment. So, and that's what we have for you. So we, I have more copies if anyone would like one.
What is the grade on the stand?
The stand, I apologize, I didn't, and I have copies, y'all, I just didn't
bring
it word, y'all are a bunch of copies of things, but yeah, it's, the stand is going to be September the 30th at 9:30 a.m. We're just going to stand, and we have signs, and we usually get a good response with people traveling by, you know, it's just like a fancy style, and I have copies of
it. Well, Amendment 3. Is that the way it's wrote on the ballot? Because that looks like it's too plain.
Yeah.
Yeah, is that right off your ballot on Amendment 3?
No.
Because
no.
This looks... What, do you?
No. It allows 21-year-olds or older to possess, purchase, or use marijuana products and marijuana accessories for non-medical personnel. Consumption by smoking, ingestion, and otherwise. Allows medical marijuana treatment centers and the other state licensed entities to acquire, cultivate, process, manufacture, sell, and distribute such products and accessories. Applies to Florida law, does not change or immunize violations of federal law, establishes possession limits for personal use, allows consistent legislation, defines terms, and provides effective dates. So it's pretty basic.
Yeah. I know, what, 30 years ago, I thought I was voting not to ban nets, but actually, the way they had it worded, I was. And I don't want to support something like that just by missing a word.
Yep.
Can I get you to state your name for the record?
Lori Hartman.
Miss Lori.
You okay?
I got one question.
No,
I got
to realize we got a new clerk again. I mean, she's been with us for a little bit, but
yeah. Hey, holler at us now if you don't get it. Just say, hey. Okay. Miss Sheila, how much money did we need to get, try to find y'all? What was it?
That's why I brought
40. Well, come on up here, boss.
She presented a budget to you.
Too fast.
She did.
You had talked about 50,000.
50, okay. And that.
We talked about 100, but we'll take
it. Meet him in the middle.
All right.
That's it, bless him.
If I ain't mistaken, I don't know what we got plans on it, but we got a check coming from...
What's that plan for?
I don't...
FDOT.
From DOT for Shirt Island. So, I don't know what we got planned for that. So, we got a little bit of money coming in. We ain't got it yet, but... We was blessed with that, so... you helping our youth. So I think that money would be well spent on our children. So.
Thank you. Statewide, our prevention dollars were just reduced by 52%. So we're going quarter by quarter.
Okay.
As we get our time to come on out. But we're going to hang in there.
Yeah. That's right. That's right.
But just the facts, these are the physical and the emotional effects that marijuana has. You know, their brains don't develop until they're 21. So, you know, we're already dealing with other issues, but we do have plans to be in the school. We're working in conjunction with our superintendent to do as much as they will allow us to in the school prevention to inform our youth of the dangers, vaping, marijuana, knowing the law.
Well, not just in the school this month alone. We have 16 opportunities to actually do community education. And then, of course, our month of October, you know, gets really busy with all the holidays and festivals. And so you should see us everywhere, almost even at ball games.
Yeah, we're trying to go to all the ball home games and hand out information to the parents and to the students and just trying to be wherever we need to be.
Do y'all have to pay admission to go to these games?
I don't think so. I think they're letting
we were
Miss Debbie and them going in. I think they're letting, because we set up a table, we're there, and we're even doing like shout outs.
Thank you all. Now, Ms. K, your turn.
Thank you. We had a board meeting last week, and we worked on our new budget. Discovered looking over the income, we definitely have not fully recovered from Hurricane Idalia. Comparing the years, we were down about $15,000 from the year of the hurricane. So we're really going to try to do some more marketing and let everybody know that we're up and running and everything's good and the fishing is great. Websites, we are working to update the events on the websites. We're going to start a monthly blog program to get some new information out there on Dixon County. We are going to also start helping our local businesses with marketing. We're going to start a video co-op that we're going to offer to all of our tourist businesses to make some videos, make a video for them that they can use on their website, and then we can also use it on the county website and start really trying to help them get some business going back up that they might have lost from last year. I'm collecting the quotes on the picnic tables and the grills from pickleball pavilions. Paul and I are working on the electric, and as soon as we get all the FEMA stuff caught up, we'll start looking into helping out something at Horseshoe, too. Dixie has joined the Natural North Florida Co-op for advertising in the Visit Florida Visitors Guide. We're also looking into advertising in a couple other fishing magazines down in Central and South Florida that I got names of. We'll be going to attending the Atlanta Camping and RV Show in January, which we have gone to before. It's been very successful. Just got back from the one in Ocala. And we're also going to go to the Fisherama Show, which is in Perry, Georgia. And we went to it several years ago, and that's in February. We're still looking for one more show like that around fishing, boating, and outdoor.
That's a big place up there. Thousands of people.
Yeah.
It's very nice.
I worked at, I guess, about 5 years ago, and we had a good response. Because most of the people these shows, some of these shows, they're selling things.
Mm-hmm.
And so they love coming talking to people that's not trying to sell them something, just give them some information about a good place to go fishing. Let's see. We've also, again, to help our local businesses, have increased our marketing grants for our major events from $250 to $500 for the major localized events for advertising outside of our area. And also to help Horseshoe Recovery a little more, we're going to sponsor both their music, January Music Festival and their April Fishing Tournament. Additional things we're discussing, we're going to try to put together some, whether it's like paper placemats that have a map of Dixie, and on the back we'll have things to do in Dixie, something they can give out at the restaurant. The restaurants can put them on the table, do some pictures with some crayons and such like that for the kids, and try to get a little more information, especially put it out at the RV places, because people come here and you can immediately give them something, telling them different things to do, because there's a lot to do here, but it's hard to find some of it if you don't know where to go look. And speaking of restaurants and such, Horseshoe Beach has a new one. It's called Sunset Grill. It's replaced the Shrimp Boat restaurant, and they have a nice Facebook page, so try to go out and support all of our restaurants, especially our new ones. And that's it for me, unless you have any questions.
Hey, the marina opened up too, didn't it?
Yes. Pardon?
The marina opened up?
Yes, marina's now opened up. Thank you.
Okay.
Yes, sir.
25 years ago, we used to have carnivals and stuff come around here. I've had a lot of kids and a lot of parents ask me about that. Why don't we do that anymore?
Okay.
Have you had any contact with anybody like that?
Yeah.
Are you talking about a group coming in from out of town doing a carnival, or is people doing carnival?
Traveling carnival.
I haven't heard anything about that. We talked at our meeting about, you know, possibly trying to get a band shell or something like that that we could have local events at. Talked about, you know, trying to set up a better area to have some of these type of events at. But I've never looked into how to get a hold of those carnival groups, but I can look into that.
We used to have them here.
Yeah, we used to have one every year.
Uh-huh.
Or sometimes twice a year.
Yeah.
They do them in Paris?
They had them.
I don't know when, but
they still have in Lake City, too. I've seen it up there.
Yeah, that's a big one.
I guess we'll have to do some due diligence to see one, go up there and find out who's in charge. The guy that lives on 353.
Pulling himself.
And
that guy that lives on 353, he's in that type of business. Uncle Lloyd's old place there.
Talk to him.
Yeah, there
he's
you go.
It's been time for years to get a carnival.
Is that the man with all the exotic animals?
Oh, yeah.
Right.
Yes.
He's one that they do all the shows with that dude that's on Riffy's. Looks like a lizard.
And in the future, I have had a few people ask me about a pickleball court in Cross City.
Yeah.
And a pickleball court in Old Town somewhere. So we need to kind of...
We were just talking about that before the meeting.
Exactly.
Okay. And I was, you know, wondering, you know, I don't want to do the old, you know, build it and they will come, because they're not cheap.
Exactly.
But I thought maybe I'll work with Karen and see if maybe at the Turkey Trot in Thanksgiving, if we can just have somebody there at the sign-up table with a little questionnaire to see if we can even get a list.
Okay.
Together to see if those would be kind of some of the people that might be interested in it, but
because if it ain't gonna get used, I don't want to spend money.
Right,
on it.
Exactly. That's the thing.
Or vandalized.
Yes.
That's what I think about.
Sunday, and that it was.
I don't remember. For there, what is y'all's intentions if y'all get a new fire station with the old one in the First District there at the intersection?
If we can build a new one, I don't have any plans for that.
If you don't have anything, I'd like. Convert that into a park.
That's not the first thing y'all make one back, but we still are trying to make sure that we will be able to get the new station and calls and things of that sort. But I think we're going to be fine there. We don't have any use for it.
That'd be awesome.
After my crews move out.
We'll certainly need to pick a ball court there if that comes
back. There you go. Thank you, Ms.
All right, thank you.
Mr. Steve Copeland, he's not here.
Steve's not here. They actually have had a water board meeting tonight, but he's wound up at the ER, so they canceled it to next Monday night.
Mr.
And gentlemen, while we're on this, just for an update, it was brought to our attention that the ordinance we've got, we need to add some language in it and clean up some stuff in regards to elections. I am working on that. I'm working with the supervisor of elections. We haven't had an official election of the board since 2012, so some of that has got to be tightened up. So I will be bringing that before y'all also. This election will proceed as scheduled because we're in the 11th hour of it, but we will need to make a few changes going forward so that y'all are aware of it. I will be bringing that back, and we'll be adding an amendment just in regards to the election rules right now, so that y'all can understand what I'm talking about. The previous policy said all of District 5 would vote. Is it 3? I'm sorry. I get my districts confused. But, yes.
That's the Swanee
district.
Yeah.
Would be the voting district, which comes further out than just where the actual service is provided. So one of the changes that I believe the board would want, and, of course, I'll come back before y'all on that more, is that it's for the citizens that have an account.
Okay.
Yes.
And one I'm trying to look at in comparison, just so y'all kind of understand, is something like the Central Florida. They have one vote per, you know,
district.
Family, one district type thing. Because I've got two meters, don't mean I get two votes.
Exactly.
So that's what we're kind of working on, is to clear that up so that it's not as confusing, and also to narrow it down where it's not all the way out to the end of the district. So some of District 3 doesn't have any water in Swanee. Just that's the type of things that we're trying to tighten up. But as for this time, it will run as it has been written since 2012.
Okay.
I've got a quick question.
State your name.
Tim Ward, that voting in that district, is that just for 60 county residents there, or is that for if you got a service meter there, property owner there?
That's the Swanee.
That is one of the things that we are actually trying to straighten up. Is going to, what I believe, like I say, this will be by the direction of my board, of course, and I'll have to bring it back to them.
One question I got on that, on cleaning that up, so to speak, you have on there a couple of people that sits on that board that don't live in Swanee, it's out of
county.
I think it ought to be set up per user, per account. If, like Mr. Jim, I know he lives in Brantford.
But them others can't vote, but then you're going to bring in.
Right. That's one of the things that we're seeing with the problem as the way it was written, is it was voters in the district. Okay. What the supervisor and I have talked about is we believe it would be better if it was members who have an active account.
Yeah.
Yes.
Very similar to the way the board is set up. Right now, like I say, there are 3 members that have to live in Dixie County that sits on that board. There's 2 basically at large, for lack of a better way of script. They can be Dixie County, but they don't have to be. But they have to have a account. So my thinking, of course, based on what y'all direct me, is that will be very much the way we want the voting to be run also, is if Mark lives in Dixie County and wants to vote, he has an account, no problem. But if Mark lives in Georgia and wants to vote, that would not necessarily be tied to the Dixie County election itself. It's tied strictly to that water board.
Right.
And we do run them as special elections, so it is a little bit different than, you know, the Dixie County only election.
We're not the only ones that's doing something like this. There's other areas in the state doing the same thing, so we try to reach out.
How's Big Ben do it?
Same way. Same way.
Big Ben's run actually by the state.
That's another board.
You got to be
a water account holder, right?
Exactly. Mm-hmm.
That's the way this should be also.
Yep.
I think that one's run by the state from the county.
Mm-hmm. Good deal.
Yeah. He's a representative. You should say it that way.
He's a representative, but I mean, it's all governed by.
Out of the area, they don't get a vote.
Still, we must have some say so because we just approved the budget.
Yeah. right. Yep, that's it.
I will reach out to them and see if what their policy is, and I'll bring that back to y'all before we actually make it official advertising.
There's nothing we can be able to do right now.
No, the election at where we're at right now is would be
yeah.
not be able to be stopped without.
Because she's already had to send out her affidavits and all that also. Okay.
All right.
Some things that we will need to address.
Okay. Mr. Bailey? He's not here. Mr. Locklear?
John's not here tonight for it. I think I'm going to let him stand in. Third or fourth string. I just have probably fifth or sixth. I just have one quick thing. We had a pre-con last Thursday for House Chairs 82nd, and tentatively start date of October 14th. So,
Daniel Wood.
Get that one going. So that's all I have. If y'all have any questions, I can relay them back and get you an answer.
Thank you very much.
Thank y'all.
Miss Cindy's not here.
Which group is handling the 349?
What's going on? We're going to get to that.
Okay, Miss Cindy's not here. Mr. Freeman, he's not here. Hutch is not here. Mr. Tim, you ain't got nothing?
I got one thing.
Okay.
Swanee's got canal and creek cleanup September 21st, which is actually, I think, is this weekend.
Mm-hmm.
Would y'all be okay letting Tim set a dumpster down there for the cleanup for them?
Yes.
Do we got an extra dumpster down there?
We'll file one.
All right, I'll get you the contact information and where to put it at. But y'all want to do a motion on that?
Motion.
We got
a second.
We got a motion, Mr. Osteen. Second, Mr. Wood. All in favor? Aye.
Okay. Thank you, Tim.
All right, Mr. Scott?
I don't have anything.
Thank you, Mr. Scott. Mr. Brown?
When Mr. Jody asked the question about the building called up the land buy in Horseshoe Beach, we have actively been negotiating with them in the last couple of weeks. We sent them an offer. They sent us back a counter offer. It seems that they're agreeable with those offers. They didn't like the layout of the land, so we've been working with that today. All that's within budget and well within our cost and what we were desiring, not an astronomical number. But I think tomorrow morning when I can send that back, I think we've come to an agreement there. We had about a 500-foot highway frontage piece. They opted to change that so that some of the excess land wrapped around the back of the county park there. And we're fine with that as long as there's room for the building. We had to buy a little more than we wanted. That's zoned. I don't know what zoning, but it's minimum 10-acre build. In order to get that so that we could bring that to the board and advertise and change that zoning, we had to buy at least 5 acres. We only needed about 3.5. So we went ahead with the 5-acre parcel. It looks like those numbers are probably going to be agreeable, but until we get some definitive answers back, I don't want to go too deep into it. But it's adequate enough that we'll be able to build the other station if all that goes through and still buy the land up there. So it looks like it's moving along well. Mr. Bailey told us that by the end of the month they needed some answers because they're running out of stuff to do on the building. So that's coming along. Old Town Station 4 is just about done with the metal. They've got, I think, the back wall on the bay area and the end wall to finish. And I don't know what they've done today. They probably got a lot of that done today, and then they'll put the roof on it, and the door's coming in a couple of weeks. The AC man and the fire alarm man are going to be in there this week hanging hangers. And after that, they'll put up stud walls. I've got wall colors on my desk to pick from, and we'll move from there. The EOC building, Mr. Ganey has the notice to proceed that has been presented today from Mr. Kelvin Bailey. They got the building permit, so that is moving pending the board's approval and signature, and they'll be able to start work next week at the EOC. So all those projects are moving along. Today, Mr. Garner and myself went over to a joint county degree ceremony. We had an opportunity to meet with Representative Clemens, and Senator Perry. Tomorrow, myself and Chief Ferguson will be going to Tallahassee to meet with Senator Simon to discuss some possible advancements of medical care in the county. Good. Don't know what that means. We're going to ask questions to say, how can you help us? We've had the meeting set a couple of weeks. I don't know what that means. I don't know if that's a doctor's office, if that's Band-Aids.
Hospital.
Hospitals, whatever they want to offer, if they can tell us how to proceed. We've been in contact with multiple agencies and groups over the last few months, year and a half, 2 years. And some things are moving, some things are stalling. But I figure it's time to involve the legislature and start getting them involved as well. Don't know where that'll go, but we're going to be up there most of the day tomorrow. So wish us well with that. So, anything else, gentlemen?
Y'all stay safe on the road.
Yes.
I got one thing there. If you got mine on, she's doing a lot of advertising, bringing people to the county. What is the outlook on possibly getting Horseshoe back open? I know Sherrod's going to be closed for an extended length of time, but
Horseshoe Park, other than the standard, we're waiting on FEMA delays. There's no complications there. The Sherrod is the bridge. As soon as they start sending us money to get to that point to where y'all can safely and adequately do it, and you know, we're at that point. We're just waiting on
them.
I think I told y'all, I think it was the last meeting, we're actually doing well with that, as much as it sounds like we're not. But we can't control their speed. But as soon as those funds are on, and like I said, y'all have insurance money you could work with, but if we don't do it to their code and all of a sudden we do something wrong, they're going to yank that money back. And
yep.
It's going to be ugly. So,
the main thing I was worried about is the bathroom, the bathhouses.
Well, all of that's included. The bathhouses, the docks, everything, the pavilions. They're all in different projects, but we haven't gotten anything definitive on any of it yet. I wish I could tell you different, but that is the answer we get. So, but it is moving. I told you last meeting that we spoke to our contractors, and she said we're doing everything we need to do. It's waiting in Atlanta. So as soon as they break the check and send it to us, we'll be able to move it safely. It doesn't answer your
question. That helps you
then.
The only other thing I have, myself and Chief Ferguson will be traveling quite a bit next month. We have several meetings. I think I will probably miss both of the next 4 meetings. So I will be out. If you need something, my staff will be here.
Okay.
But I'll be out, I think, for both 4 meetings unless something changes.
Okay.
Anything else, gentlemen?
No. Thank you. Miss Gail's not here. Miss Holly's not here. Miss Angie, you got anything?
We will have everything financed
to you later than September
23rd. Thank you, Miss Angie. Mr. Paul. Yes, sir, Mr. Chairman. The board is We don't have quite as many as last time, but we still have a few. And we'll start with action item number one, and we request board approval for the chip release of lien for Christopher J. Hodge and Tiffany A. Hodge in the amount of $24,999.50.
Motion. Got a motion, Mr. Wood. Second, Mr. Osteen. All in favor.
Number two, request board approval to execute the FDAC Mosquito Control Agreement number 31505 for fiscal year 2024-2025 in the amount of $65,494.12.
Motion. Motion, Mr. Osteen.
Second.
Mr. Stevenson. All in favor.
Paul, you said there was an issue the other day loading the car. You did take care of it?
We're still working with that company that provides the tracking system on those cars. And we have not got those settled on two of those. We have two of those corrected and back to the trucks, ready to be used. Two of them still in progress. Number three, request for approval to execute supplemental agreement number three for Northeast 592nd Street from US 19 to Northeast 272 Avenue in the amount of $216,443.81.
We got a motion, Mr. Stevenson.
Second.
Mr. Wood, all in favor.
Right. And just for information, we are hoping that that project will take place in conjunction with the Northeast 22nd Halter.
That is widening.
For the additional shoulders and pavement markings and contracts.
Okay.
Check the truck. Right.
That's Chaffetz Road. Road going to your house, widening it out.
Number four, request board approval to execute the Passerell Associates LLC Work Order 23-14R for the T-Hanger and Taxi Lane construction at the airport in the amount of $97,756.
Motion, Mr. Hatch.
Second,
Mr. Wood. All in favor?
Aye. Number five, request board approval to execute the Passerell Associates LLC Work Order 23-15R for the T-Hanger Taxi Lane at the airport in the amount of $86,951.
Motion, Mr. Osteen.
Second,
Mr. Hatch. All in favor?
Aye.
Number six, request board approval to execute the notice of award for the T-Hanger building to Gray Construction, Inc. in the amount of $2,939,938.
Motion, Mr. Osteen.
Second,
Mr. Hatch. All in favor?
Aye.
Number seven, request board approval to execute the addendum to the construction agreement deductive change order number one for the T-Hanger and Taxi Lane construction in the amount of $693,839 reduction.
Motion,
Mr. Osteen. Second, Mr. Wood. All
question.
Discussion.
On all this stuff, where's the funds coming from?
Well, anything that happens out at the airport, part of it is funded by FDOT, part of it is funded by FAA. So there's funds that's allotted every year for certain projects, and if those projects don't take place, they're able to reallocate those funds to somewhere else. So the funds at the airport are constantly changing from one location to the other, and from one fiscal year to the other. So that's why you have additions and deductions and more additions, just to be able to move those monies out of those different parts to be able to fund a complete project. Very confusing. All we know is DOT and FAA.
Yeah, it's coming out of general fund.
Exactly, yeah.
Okay. So, number eight, request board approval of the FDOT new hangar building, amendment number two, additional funding amount of $400,000.
Got a motion, Mr.
Second.
Hang on, Mr. Osteen. Second, Mr. Stevenson. All in favor? All right, hang on. That number seven, we didn't finish that one. We had a motion.
But we didn't have a vote.
Exactly. Who was the motion?
Osteen and Woods.
Osteen and Mr. Woods. All in favor? Aye. All right, go ahead.
Okay, number nine, request board approval of resolution 2024-83 in support of the FDOT new hangar building amendment number two, additional funding amount of $400,000.
Motion, Mr. Hatch.
Second.
Second, Mr. Stevenson. All in favor?
Number 10, request board approval to issue the notice to proceed to Gray Construction, Inc. for the EOC expansion.
Motion,
Mr. Osteen.
Second,
Mr. Hatch. All in favor?
Aye.
Number 11, request board approval to accept Locklear's RFQ for CEI services on County Road 349 South paving project and to begin negotiations for contract.
Motion, Mr. Hatch. Second, Mr. Osteen. All in favor?
Aye. That answered your question there.
That man right behind you. Turn right there. That's him.
The one going, yay.
Yay.
The reason I have that question is it came up at our tourism meeting about the community center being moved up at the park. And I realized I had kind of misunderstood, not so much the distance, but one of the concerns were those escorts. When you're riding your golf cart back and forth to the community center, I just didn't know if there can be, a lane.
We talked about putting something, that's a whole other conversation, but yeah, let's just...
So at that same meeting, Ken, if you remember, we were talking about where the old water plant used to be right at the edge of town. When we moved it out, there's some property, the county owns there, there's an adjacent piece of property that might be able to be acquired.
Mm-hmm.
So we look into that aspect, also keeping it more close to the
community. It was just a safety concern that came up.
Okay. Mr. Paul?
Yes, sir. Mr. Chairman, Number 12 is to request board approval to reschedule the October 3rd, 2024 policy and procedure workshop, and that is due to several key department heads that are going to be out of town or not available that day. So the board can just postpone that and decide at a later date when you want to hold that, or they can set a date now for
Talk to Angie and, the 17th, which is our next board meeting in October. And Darren, y'all said y'all was good with that date also?
Well, I will not be in the practice one of the 2 days next month. I will, but my staff will.
But you have somebody here, though?
Yes.
Okay, so let's just reschedule that to the 17th. And that, our meeting starts at 6, right? So what do y'all want to do? 4:30, 5 o'clock?
5 o'clock.
5 o'clock on the 17th. Everybody good with that, huh?
You only want an hour?
Yeah, that's about all we need. We ain't got bad policy and procedures. We just got procedural problems.
Is that a motion,
sir? Yes.
We got a motion, Mr. Hatch. Second, Mr. Osteen. All in favor?
Aye.
Okay, number 13, request board approval for the Hatchie Pump event to be held at B-Track in Juneau on October 25th and 26th and 31st of 2024 and November 1st and 2nd of 2024.
Motion.
Motion, Mr. Osteen. Second, Mr. Wood. All in favor?
Aye.
That's all of the action items, Mr. Chairman, but I do want to let you know and the board know that as you are well aware, this is my last meeting as county manager. I did tender my resignation to the chairman on Friday morning. I appreciate the opportunity that this board has given me over the last almost 3 years now, and it's been an honor to serve the citizens of Dixon County in this capacity, but it's just an honor to be here, sir. Thank you.
Thank you, Mr. Paul, for everything you've done for us. So, at this time, I need a motion for us to advertise.
Got a motion.
Second.
We got a motion, Mr. Stevenson, and a second, Mr. Osteen. All in favor?
Aye. All I have, Mr. Chairman.
Okay. Thank you, Mr. Paul. Ms. Chayna?
If we do the advertisement and all that stuff, how long is it going to take to get somebody hired?
It's going to take at least 2 weeks, advertise 2 weeks, correct? Yeah.
And after that, depending on who you choose, how quick they can report, and several other factors have to be weighed in. Depending on how many you get, you may want to narrow the field or you may want to interview them all. A lot of different variations, but we do have to run it for 2 weeks.
Position like that, I usually do in Indeed and usually Gainesville Sun, unless you don't do them.
That'll work. Criteria of it. You got something for that?
Yes. That's one of the things I did look at. That is, of course, subject to how the board feels. We can require different levels of education, different experience. We can make a preference, or we can say absolutely if you don't have a master's degree in, you know, engineering, don't bother to apply. I don't think that's where we want to be, but
well, they're most definitely going to have to have computer skills, so that might stay on it 24/7.
There's a lot of different areas there to cover. Like I say, personally, I think we're going to need somebody with quite a few years of experience, or at least some training in that area. I see a lot of stuff that comes out of Mr. Paul's office. Mm-hmm. There is tons of it. Today I've handled probably about 10 things for him that he sent to me today that just a piece of what he sent out today. And that's pretty consistent. So there's a lot of stuff that goes through there. There's a lot of, you know, he has to deal with personnel issues. He has to deal with construction and pavement. So you want someone who has got some kind of managerial skills as well as some experience supervising large departments, because there's roughly, 15 or 20 departments, Paul?
Uh,
or his?
I have to go through and count, but we about 138 employees all total, and probably 8 to 10 different departments.
So that's a lot of different departments, a lot of people. He's got all of that that he has to oversee, and then also we have to have someone who can interact with our citizens as well as our politicians.
And know the area.
Mm-hmm.
There's a lot there.
And I'm going to say this. I'm going to say this. Ms. Hickenbottom?
Yes.
I want someone that can work good with y'all.
We have someone. We have someone.
I know that, and but he decided it was time, so me and him talked, and
because he's backed into a corner.
Well, I'm sorry, but
can you get us the template put together for us to review?
Yes, and I think we've got the assistant position. Because many of the duties will be very similar to what we advertised when we did for the assistant. I think we want to beef up probably a little bit of the requirements.
Right.
And Ms. Angie can pull us a copy of that if y'all want it. I'll get her to make us a copy of the advertisement for the assistant.
Oh, you didn't get it?
I didn't get it, no,
you
dear.
Oh, well, I'm sorry. She sent it to you.
Okay. I may have just missed it when I headed out the door, but we'll get y'all one sent out. If she sent it to my office, I'll get it sent to y'all so y'all can review it. We'll get that together because we want to get advertised as soon as possible. Try to get that out. Paper would have to get out, I think, today. We haven't had it reached on yet, but we can probably get it in
next week.
And get it in next week for... And just make copies. That way they can kind of give us an input.
I don't know how the rest of the board feels, but I mean, if it runs into a month, several months, or whatever, I think that since Martha and John's having to pick up a lot of extra weight there, they need to be subsidized for all that extra work until we get that position filled.
I agree with that.
I agree with that too.
We know it's going to be at least a solid 2 weeks. I think even if you advertise for 2 weeks, you're not going to have anyone in place.
I figured at least a month, because anybody, a good person, is going to have a decent job, and then they're going to have to. They will at least give at least 2 weeks notice to their other employee if they do.
If they don't, we don't need them.
Exactly, because I don't. Yeah.
Hey, you're probably looking at 6 to 8 weeks before you get anybody in place from today.
And y'all hold it together that long, you think?
They can do it.
Well, any increase doesn't take effect for 30 days anyway. If it falls within the 30 days, it's typically not employed in the fast
category. Thank you.
Yes, we can hold it together.
I just don't want to get y'all stressed out.
Don't you me, I'm all right.
I'm about to. Oh, wait a minute. Go with that, Ms. Martha. Thank you.
Don't touch. Is that it, Ms.
Chayna? Yes. As y'all will look here, we did ask for a bachelor's degree when we did for the assistant. Again, I think the criteria we had for the assistant was pretty on point, but we may want to increase their experience and supervisory level just a tad to try to get someone in here who has hopefully held a similar position. They're going to be walking in, not knowing our community and not knowing our citizens. They've got a huge task coming in. They're not used to our policies and the way we handle things. So you've got a...
What is the salary for this job?
On that one, I will defer back to business.
Currently, it's
$94,000.
Okay. Now, I did look.
Now, that's without paying health insurance.
Right. Okay. Now, I did look at Florida County's Association of County website. They did not currently, as of this time, have a county manager position open. They did have a business operations manager in their starting salary, which their certifications they were asking for was a bachelor's degree in the same type of area of construction engineering and 4 years of related experience for the new one to associates with 6 years or professional experience on a year-for-year, 2 years or more of supervisory experience. They were starting range there of 74.4 to 82.4. Okay. Now, I'm sure that it would include health and everything for that individual, which, as we know, that Mr. Paul didn't have that, so that's the reason his salary is probably a little higher. I looked at a...
Well, what did Gilchrist do? I think they were recently in line, they hired him back.
They give him quite a bit of a raise, but they're not hiring an assistant when I spoke to him.
140?
They give him a $40,000 raise, which was
Levy,
what they were
County, Levy County's one around 165.
Jefferson has a county manager's position. They're advertising their salary range is 82 to 120. Mm-hmm. So those are kind of your spread there, gentlemen. I think you're going to have to look at experience. Give yourself some wiggle room. If you get someone who's highly qualified, you're probably going to pay quite a bit more money. If you take someone who doesn't have quite as much qualifications, you may get on the lower end of it. But it's a monumental task they're taking on.
Is that it, Ms. Watson?
It is, gentlemen. I did have a little bit of an update on our Melton case. We're still in negotiations. We have the attorney that's handling that has issued another proposal for settlement. They have not accepted it as of this point. So where we're sitting right now is this may still be going to trial. But if we have to go to trial, my personal opinion is that this would be a good one to take to trial. You know, I don't get to make those calls. We're not paying that bill. The insurance is paying it. But that attorney has said the same thing, basically. So we will see where that is. I'll update y'all as they proceed. Right now, we're still negotiating. And that's all I have for you, gentlemen.
Thank you, Ms. Shana. Ms. Hickenbottom?
Y'all know of what we came into 3.5 years ago. We have worked hard together to move forward as a team. We started with Dwayne Cannon, which was great. We worked great. He decided to leave, and Paul was able to step up and fill his shoes and work with us well also. I came home from conference Friday and got the phone call that I figured was coming, but I didn't want to get. I hate to lose him. I hate that he feels like he needs to leave. And I really wish he and the board would reconsider their position, because there's no sense in advertising and trying to fix something that's not broken. It's just a crying shame that we're sitting here having this discussion.
Well, I sat in his office today and talked for some time, and I could not turn him the other way. Said his foot in the dirt and got his mind made up. I think Jamie tried. Don't know what he did.
Well, I still ain't going to accept your resignation, though.
I've got one more thing. Me and Mr. Paul talked earlier this morning about the problems that we're having in the courthouse with the leaking roofs in our offices. I have garbage cans all over our offices because the roof is leaking or our ceiling is leaking. It's leaking in Robbie Lee's office. It's leaking in the sheriff's office. It's leaking in the jail portion. And we have garbage cans all over our floors. And my employees are going to trip over them. One did this morning. Somebody's going to get hurt. And we need something done. We've been asking for over a month. And they keep sending people down. They say it's condensation, and it's not going to get any better until the pipes are, all the insulation is taken off the pipes and new insulation is put on. And if you just let
them dry out, they're going to get moldy.
Yep.
That's going to cause more smell in our courthouse than what we have already. We get complaints from customers coming in all the time that there is a bad odor in our courthouse. We need something done.
Well, I'll make the motion for us to hire somebody to come in and replace
them. Mr. Chairman, I did, after speaking with our two maintenance guys today that looked through there and informed me of what the situation was, I did ask them to reach out to some air conditioners, some HVAC professionals to come in here and look at the situation and give us their opinion and their thoughts on what it would take to fix the problem.
Mm-hmm.
So we're waiting on them to be able to get them to come in here and look and give us some quotes on what it would cost to either replace the ductwork or fix whatever's up there. So we do have that
in process.
So at some point, there will be some quotes and some opinions coming back on what it would take to rectify the problem.
Okay.
Thank you, Paul.
Anything else? Is it come on?
No, that's it.
Yeah. All right. County Commissioner items. Mr. Wood?
Oh. Paul, I want to look into getting I've been trying with this for 2 years, but we've got to get some speed bumps down there.
That hit. That road goes right through the middle
of the campground that we charge people to park in. And it goes all the way the length of it. And they're just going up and down that road fine.
We've done signs, we've done lights down there, so that there ain't no other way around it. We just want to put some speed bumps in there to try to slow them down.
So, but that's all I got. It's been real good working with you. Hate to see you go. Good luck on future endeavors. That's all I got.
Mr. Hatch?
I don't have none. Just thank Paul for what he's done. Him and his staff have worked hard, and I appreciate it. I know we disagree from time to time, but I'm sorry, that's part of it. But I do appreciate everything you've done. Thank you, Paul.
Mr. Osteen?
Yes, Paul. I thank everything you've done for me. We've worked well together. I wish you the best of what you're trying to do. If you need me, call me. I've had a few calls from citizens down there. It's on that Steen Hatchie Stingray board down there. Works on both sides of the county, and they're having problems using the batting boxes over there at school because the gates are locked. So I would like to see us build some batting cages over there at D-Track over there where they practice and keep our kids over there to help them out with the baseball. Do I need a motion for that, or can we look into it?
There's going to be some money for repair and maintenance down there, sir, coming up in the new budget year. That is something we could definitely look at on what it would cost for our guys to put up some type of wood framing and then get a bird net to go on.
Yeah, I think that'd be the...
We could look into that, and then maybe at the next meeting give you some actual numbers that it would cost to do that, and at that point, if you wanted to handle it that way, sir.
Well, I appreciate the call. Thank you.
Mr. Stevenson?
I got a couple things. One, Paul, I appreciate you for not losing sight of the ball. We got lights at 349 in Harness, Willowhole, and when they're from the bar, we've had several deaths on that road, and I really appreciate y'all getting that taken care of. Second thing, I think you've done a pretty bad good job here. You just got hired, and then Dwayne left. You stepped right into that office without a hiccup and kept things moving forward. I hate to see you go, but if that's your mindset, then so it be. But I think you've done well for the county, being what you was headed and how it all conspired and went down. You didn't have that long to get abreast of what was going on before you had to do your whole place. The other thing is, I got sick, wasn't here at the meeting when you give out the Dixie County Audit Highlights Fiscal Year. I noticed it here, it said during the last, in 23, we incurred $5,700,000 more worth of debt than we had. I was wondering if we'd done anything in the budget to offset that in the this upcoming year.
Well, a lot of that grant in that total.
Yeah, it would be, I mean, that's, if you, probably the best thing, like I said, I don't like how they present it, that's not my cup of tea, but.
That came from the auditors.
Yeah.
So understand that sometimes it's on the low, but.
And he should have the audit, the whole full audit book.
Actually, I put it on the
audit. Okay, she
I'll
has it for you.
I'll let you borrow it.
Anything else? Anything else, Mr. Stevenson?
That's all.
Okay.
This is actually done as David just noted, I think, before we cut out. Yeah. Are you on top of that? Do you know what's going on there?
Oh, I know we're having them done down there, but
right.
We need to be done down there
right.
Also.
But I think at some point,
but they were, while they're waiting,
actually looking at either lowering or doing some additional work,
there were some lines down there somewhere where they couldn't lower them down there where they belonged to.
Did you bring any COVID to your action items from the
past? I did not, sir. The reason behind that is because the time frame those culverts are going to be needed. Versus what those culverts are going to cost right now at the moment after talking with finance and looking at what's available right now to finish us out through this budget year. We don't have the $120,000 to spend on culverts to lay there until May. We'll get those, kind of probably in phases starting after the new budget year.
Okay.
That it?
Yeah.
Well, Mr. Paul, it's been a pleasure. I'm going to miss you. We don't advertise till next week, so if you go home, and what I'm trying to say is, and what I'm listening, if good Lord lays on your heart, call me and I'll relay the message. If you decide to stay, but I know me and you talked about it and. I'd probably be the same way you are, so I just hate it. I'm going to miss you. I know Miss Barbara's going to miss you. I thought it worked well, but it is what it is. So now it's y'all's turn. Anybody got anything to say in public? Nobody got nothing to say. Need a motion to adjourn. We got a motion, Mr. Osteen.
Second.
Second, Mr. Hatch, all in favor.
All right.